Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Norse. Survey is a professional public opinion research firm. We're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Is it between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 54, 55,
30 to 39.
Thank you so much. Are you currently resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in
yes.
your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have never heard of them, just let me know. First one, the United Way of Miami-Dade County. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you so much. And about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Unfavorable.
And would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Unfavorable, somewhat, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children in your family?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And when you search for information about programs and services for children under your care in your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups, or ask my child's teacher, childcare, ask my child's doctor, or call the 211 helpline, or use an app on your smartphone, or visit a specific website as a friend or family member, search the internet using something like Google.
Yes. All that.
But if you have to decide, which one do you use most?
To look for help?
Yep.
I don't do any of that to look for help because I know that there's really no help out there. So.
Well, this is for information about programs and services for children under your care.
I just Google if I want, but, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Now, we're going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we will be talking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you said you had a somewhat unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
I don't feel they do enough for the children or the community. Based on what I see when I go into inner city communities, I don't feel that there is enough being done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? I'm going to read you a list and let me know one of them. First one, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust. Or
mm-hmm.
your own children or grandchildren took part in a program founded by the Children's Trust, or general word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends, or family, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read in the newspaper, or saw online, my child's school, or a friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust?
A friend.
Thank you. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs founded by the Children's Trust? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And where did you search for information about a Children's Trust funded program? By visiting the Children's Trust website, search the internet using something like Google, or calling the 211 helpline?
Google.
Thank you so much. Now, have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, will you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
What do you mean? How about I characterize it?
Yes, or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community.
There is no impact.
Okay. Thank you so much. And next, I would like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. First, the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
It's unfavorable, sir.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And may I know why?
Because I don't feel they do enough for the children of the inner city.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you very much again for your time, for your patience. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Mm-mm.
Thank you. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Social media, online, television, newspapers or magazines, radio?
Always Google.
Thank you so much.
How much longer?
Just a few more questions and we're done. We're almost done with our survey. We just have a few more
questions. I'm trying to help you out, but you told me this is going to be really quick.
Yeah, this is just for classification purposes. Which of the following best describe your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, Cuban? Other?
Other.
Thank you. Which of the following racial classifications will you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African-American, Asian, or multiracial?
Multiracial.
Thank you. And may I know, what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, or separated, married, or living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. May I know, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 to $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than $150,000?
Between $100,000 and $150,000.
Thank you very much. And may I know, what is the zip code of your home address?
33033.
in what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, or South Miami-Dade?
South.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Have a wonderful one, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
That chicken is so good, guys.